It's time for our weekly review of state news.
Michael Leland, WPR News Director, joins us now for the top stories around the state. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Nice to see you, Rob.
Well, some of the big news, and there was some of it this week, the latest on this ongoing saga of what happens to the university system in the budget. Not the money side so much, but management. What do we have as the latest today?
Right. This is more policy, and the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents today has voted to change how tenure for UW faculty is treated. Right now, it is actually part of state law, and that makes Wisconsin the only state in the country that has tenure written into its laws. The change proposed by Republicans in the legislature and the governor is removing UW tenure from state law and then transferring control of it to the UW Board of Regents. Now, the regents say they do plan to back tenure as a UW policy even without the state law, but the controversy is that some members of the board also added language that would have a task force look at the possibility of allowing layoffs that are not due to fiscal emergencies. Right now, tenured faculty can be laid off if there's a fiscal emergency or for cause, but this new policy would call on a task force to look at expanding that ability to lay off faculty for what it's calling things like budget or program decision reasons.
So right now, none of this is exactly a done deal.
Right.
This would empower the regents to set the new course.
Right. They do say they want to set that new course. In fact, UW System President Ray Cross is saying that this task force that they're talking about will have a lot of faculty members on it, and he believes that tenure protections can be kept in place, but a lot of faculty members say they're not so sure. Some of them had said it would make it easier for the UW system to fire them for any ideas that they share in the classrooms that might be controversial. Several UW system faculty members attending yesterday's Board of Regents meeting in Milwaukee were silently in the back of the room with blue tape over their mouths. They said it showed that they could be silenced without tenure protection.
And there's worry. A lot of professors in particular and some others have raised the concern that this could affect who the university can get and keep in the future.
Right. They are saying that this could hurt the UW by causing some faculty members to leave the system and could also make it more difficult for the system to attract some of the new faculty that it wants and needs in the year ahead.
Okay, another long-awaited item came out yesterday now. A deal reached. Again, not a done deal on the Bucks Arena.
Right. The governor, Milwaukee's mayor, other local leaders and officials of the Bucks announced the latest plan to build a new arena for the Bucks in downtown Milwaukee. This one calls for public financing of half of it, $250 million plus interest. And the Bucks would contribute not only the other $250 million, but also agree to cover any cost overruns that inevitably pop up in construction projects.
And this has been the sticking point. How much public money is going into this and where it's coming from, state versus local? So what do we have in this deal as it stands?
In this latest proposal, the state would issue about $55 million in bonds. Milwaukee County would turn over responsibility for collecting millions of dollars in uncollected debt to the state, so there's potentially more money coming in. The city of Milwaukee would build a parking garage, and also the Wisconsin Center District, the convention area of the city, would issue about $93 million in bonds to help pay for the new arena.
Now, you've got former opponents Scott Walker and Tom Barrett on the same page on this, the county executive as well, Republican legislative leaders. Usually you line up names like that, it's just going to happen. Maybe not this one, though.
Not so much this time. We got to this point, of course, because a lot of lawmakers in both parties said they weren't happy with the governor's original proposal of issuing $220 million in bonds to pay for the new arena. This latest proposal still needs to get approved by the state legislature. It's not clear whether the votes are there to pass it. There's also the possibility that this could be taken out of the budget altogether and considered separately, which would mean it could be months before this is wrapped up. And the governor says he doesn't care if it's part of the budget or not, as long as it gets approved.
And the concern from everybody at this thing yesterday was, if we don't do something, we might lose the team. Give us a little background on that.
Right. There's sort of a ticking clock in the background, a shot clock, if you will.
Very good. Well done,
sir. You like that?
Yes,
yeah, basketball reference there.
Thank you.
So the Bucks and the state have been trying to work out a deal to pay for this new arena because the NBA has said that it's giving the team until November of 2017 to have a new arena under construction, or the league has the option to buy the team and possibly move it to another city. Now, the reason is the Bradley Center was built in 1988, which isn't real old, but it really makes it one of the oldest NBA arenas in the league. It's considered pretty antiquated. antiquated by professional sports standards because it doesn't have enough premium seats and doesn't have the other things that stadiums are using to generate revenue. So they feel that a new stadium will bring in a lot more money, and that's why the league is leaning on the Bucks to build a new home.
So it goes to the legislature next, one way or another.
Yes.
We are talking to Michael Leland in our weekly roundup of Wisconsin news. Transportation funding, another sticking point in the state budget. What's new there?
Right. Another ongoing disagreement between some Republicans in the state legislature and the governor. The governor wants to issue bonds for major road projects in the state. Republicans in the legislature say they're not comfortable with that level of borrowing, which would amount to about $1.3 billion.
And we've heard a lot of alternatives, raising gas taxes, user fees, that sort of thing. Not really on the table, it seems.
Right. The governor has said lots of times he's not going to agree to raise the gas tax or the cost of vehicle registration. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said that he would support raising the vehicle registration fee as a way to raise money for transportation projects. But again, Governor Walker said that's a non-starter.
So absent that, Speaker Voss says maybe no borrowing at all.
Exactly. He says if there's no new money coming in, maybe we shouldn't be borrowing money either. And other Republicans have discussed other options, including reducing the amount of transportation bonding in the new budget by between $300 and $800 million. That would be down from the governor's proposed $1.3 billion.
So the logical extension there, no money for construction projects. I assume that means you dial back on those construction projects. Is that what's being suggested, maybe threatened here?
Yes, it could mean delaying some big projects around the state, including one very important in southeast Wisconsin, rebuilding that zoo interchange west of downtown Milwaukee. Also plans to expand the I-39-90 corridor from roughly the Wisconsin Dells area down to the Illinois state line. That could be delayed as well.
So this and the arena deal are sticking points in the budget. Could delay final approval, I guess, later than they had hoped.
Right. And the talks are continuing behind the scenes. Now, the Joint Finance Committee had hoped to have its work on the budget wrapped up by today. Obviously, that's not going to happen. In fact, the panel still hasn't scheduled its final meeting. I'm hearing this morning that they might not even meet next week, although that could change. The budget still needs Assembly and Senate approval once the Joint Finance Committee completes its work. So,
still watching.
Got till the end of the month to finish a new budget because the new fiscal year starts July 1st. It may happen in time, but it could be tough too.
Michael, thanks as always.
Have a great weekend.
That was WPR News Director Michael Leland.